Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, September 4th. Happy 904 day to all y'all out there. We have a special drop coming a little bit later this morning at JenJag.com/shop. Go check it out. 904 day. Special release. Pretty excited for it. Pretty excited for football tomorrow. NFL football. Ravens and Chiefs. Did a preview of that over on Rogue Football if you want to check that out. Kind of looked at the X factors, the different parts of that game, aspects of that game that I think could swing it one way or the other. So you can go check that out at Rogue Football. We've got links in the description below. But right now, are the Jaguars underrated? Are they being disrespected by NFL media around the web? I think the answer is a resounding yes, and we're going to talk about that here today, right? So NFL.com, pretty much like their whole staff, put together playoff seeds. Only 5 of 28 voters had the Jaguars in the playoffs. So according to NFL.com, they're not making it, and they're coming in 10th in the AFC. CBS Sports has the Jaguars at 8-9. ESPN's FPI, Football Power Index, actually has the Jaguars making the playoffs at 10-7. But that's a model, not an individual or group of individuals projecting. That's just a model. But the model likes the Jaguars. NFL.com's model, Cynthia Freeland's model, does not like the Jaguars. Has the Jaguars, I think, 8.3 wins, whatever the heck 8.3 wins means, right? Most of the Fox Sports folks do not have the Jaguars making it. They have Nick Wright and Eric Mangini. Those are the only folks on the Fox Sports panel that had the Jaguars in. The Athletic's Josh Kendall has the Jaguars at 21st in his power rankings. 21st. Yahoo Sports senior writer Frank Schwab has them at 17th, out of the playoffs. I do think Charles Robinson and Nate Tice both had, from Yahoo, both had the Jaguars making the playoffs on their podcast. I think I remember that. Bleacher Report staff has the Jaguars at 18. Sports Illustrated's Connor Orr has the Jaguars all the way down at 22. USA Today's Nate Davis has the Jaguars at 14, but still has them 8th in the AFC and 3rd in the AFC South behind the Colts. We've talked about some of the folks around the web thinking that the Colts are a better football team than the Jaguars. I think it's preposterous. We'll find out soon enough. Jaguars, they kick off their season in about 4 days. Sunday at 1 p.m. in Miami. Pro Football Talk, they've always been Jaguars haters over there, have the Jaguars at 20. Good old Mike Florio, I think he still wants the Jaguars to be in London. Ain't happening. So, at the very least, like the majority of the media around the web does not have the Jaguars making it to the playoffs. Yes, there are exceptions. We talked about a few of them here. But again, the vast majority of these folks who cover the NFL for a living are out on the Jaguars making the playoffs in 2024. So remember who they are, right? Not to hold a vendetta. Like, again, these are just people analyzing football and kind of picking where they see things. But make sure that they can be held accountable if they're wrong, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. So Yeah, the Jaguars are underrated. They are disrespected. Like, to start, the Jaguars have the coaching and the quarterback. Doug Peterson is a proven head coach in this league. He absolutely is. And but for some unfortunate injuries, maybe some roster construction questions, which he does not control roster construction, I think that the Jaguars would have probably been a top three seed minimum in the AFC last year. I think Doug Peterson's been doing a darn good job as the Jaguars head coach, and he's been a very good head coach overall. Brought Philly its first Super Bowl ever. So I think they have the coach on you know, head coaching. I think they have the offensive coaching with Doug Peterson and Press Taylor. And yes, I do think Press Taylor is a good coach. I think he was calling plays with his hands tied behind his back last year with the lack of receiver execution, the lack of run blocking, and the injuries. So that's kind of how I view that situation. You can disagree. We'll find out soon enough. And they have the quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, we don't have to belabor the point here. We've talked about it a lot. Like, when this guy has been healthy the last 2 years, he's been amazing. And leads the Jaguars. Like, this is a guy that elevates everyone around him. Right? He absolutely does. I mean, you go back and look at what he was thrown to his first year in the league, and it wasn't always pretty, but it usually isn't for rookies. But he had one heck of a first year in terms of everything he had to deal with. And then in year two, got it going in a big way. Year three, all smooth sailing until the injuries really kind of piled up for him and for the team. So I think they have the coaching and the quarterback, and that's not even including Ryan Nielsen and Chris Richard, who I look at it as Ryan Nielsen's the head coach of the defense and Chris Richard's the top assistant there, and they are fantastic coaches. The way they handle things from a preparation, a discipline standpoint.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Nielsen's ability to tendency break throughout games, throughout, like, you'll have the Jaguars playing one way for a couple weeks on base, and then the next week it'll be completely different on base. Like, you see, and then also on the money downs, third down, red zone, you're going to see that from Ryan Nielsen. And then show me the weakness. Like, again, coaching and quarterback are the two most important things. Then you have to look throughout the roster at the real weaknesses. Show me the real weakness here on this roster. Like, what is it from a talent standpoint? Depth at certain spots. Yeah, I mean, everyone has that problem. Every single team in the NFL has that problem. But there is much better depth now at some key positions, in my opinion, than there was in 2023. And I think the starting lineup is so much more talented. What are the areas they really struggled last year from a positional standpoint? I think center created the entire interior of the offensive line. And they went out and got Mitch Morse. And he's an above average starting center in this league. He's a leader. He's a good athlete at the position. I'm excited for that one. Where else did they struggle? Interior defensive line? Well, Devon Hamilton wasn't healthy. When he was playing, he was not himself. He was like 20 to 30 pounds underweight because of the health situation he had in the preseason. He's back. Eric Armstead's here. Roy Robertson-Harris is back. They went out and drafted two guys, Mason Smith and Jordan Jefferson, both of whom, while they do need to develop in some areas, they are both good run defenders, stout run defenders. And look, they struggled at wide receiver. As much as we wanted Calvin Ridley back because you're hoping that, you know, year two in the same system, year two of not being suspended, he's going to have a better year, right? Yeah, you wanted Calvin Ridley back. But that's because of the flashes you saw, which there were some incredible flashes, and the hope that he could improve in year two. Not because he was consistent, because when the Jaguars were force-feeding him the ball, it was very inconsistent. Whether it was running the wrong route, not being in the right place at the right time, dropping the football, not getting his feet down inbounds. Calvin Ridley and Zay Jones, when Zay Jones was not healthy, trying to play through it, they really negatively impacted the Jaguars' offense. They absolutely did. And so what did you do? You went out and drafted a wide receiver in the first round and you picked up Gabe Davis. Those are your top two outside receivers right now, Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis. You still have Christian Kirk and Evan Engram, who are extremely reliable, Travis Etienne reliable out of the backfield. So I don't see any glaring weaknesses. I really don't. You have the coaching, you have the quarterback, you have a fairly complete roster, talented skill position guys, leaders at every level of the defense, good football players. Good football team. And I'm not arguing the Jaguars are a Super Bowl team right now. But you're going to tell me the vast majority of NFL media has the Jaguars out of the playoffs, and most of them have the Colts ahead of the Jaguars. The Jaguars in third place in the AFC South. And again, credit to the people who had the Jaguars in the playoffs, because I think realistically, I've looked at this from so many different angles, I don't know how you could say the Jaguars are not a top seven team in the AFC right now. I really don't. And, you know, shout out to Peter Schrager, who had the Jaguars winning the AFC South. Also has the Jets as the one seed, so we'll see about those predictions. But I say good when it comes to the disrespect, when it comes to being underrated. Historically, the Jaguars are at their best when there's a little bit of a doubt, you know, from around the web, from around the league. Post-hype Jaguars are dangerous Jaguars. They absolutely are. And, hopefully this season goes well and the Jaguars make the playoffs and are competitive once they do make the playoffs. And if that's the case, then the Jaguars have to figure out how to handle success, which I think they were doing a good job of in 2023. But again, injuries and a defense that started to fall apart from a coaching and communication standpoint down the stretch kind of doomed that season last year. I don't think that's happening in the future as long as Ryan Nielsen's the defensive coordinator. But guess what? That Jaguars defense plays the way it's capable of. Ryan Nielsen might not be the defensive coordinator very long. So, but that'd be a good problem to have, right? That would mean you have had some serious success with this new look Jacksonville Jaguars football team. I'm fired up for the season. Again, Chiefs Ravens tomorrow, Eagles Packers in Brazil on Friday. Whole lot of football on Sunday, including your Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Miami Dolphins at 1 p.m. in Miami. We are going to preview that game. I think the full game preview will either be, I think it's going to be tomorrow. Full game preview. We're going to get back into the flow of things here with, we're going to have keys to victory as well after that. We're going to have bold predictions for the game. Fired up for it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear, including the new 904-day tee, which you can go get it right now, but we're going to have a social media post about it here around 9.04 a.m. 904-day tee, and you can become a channel member here on YouTube. Really, really appreciate y'all's support. Can't believe we are finally here. Football is back. one more sleep until the Kansas City Chiefs and the Ravens duke it out in the NFL opener. Can't believe it. Y'all have a good one.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.